Today is October 24th, 2023. The time is 7 p.m. Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Here.
Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here. Could you stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, as a reminder, if you wish to address the board during public commentary, please make sure to fill out the public commentary forms located on the table by the door over there. Once you have filled it out, your form, please turn it over to the board secretary. Mr. Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to tonight's agenda?
No, there are not.
As there are none, can I have a motion for support?
And based upon the suggestion of our superintendent, I would move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Is there support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion carries. I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Shaw.
Wonderful. So for our first portion of superintendent's comments, it's beautiful because the last board meeting we had our middle school students in to do the presentation, and tonight our high school is with us. And so this is the highlight of our board meetings right here, to have our students come in and speak. So Mr. Polizzi, you want to bring them up and we'll get this started.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you for having us here today. We have had a fantastic start to the school year at Monroe High School. It's just been just a wonderful beginning, academically, social-emotionally, athletically, musically. We've had a ton of great things going on at our high school. We've also had to deal with some tragedy as well, with the loss of one of our music instructors. We really had to pull together as a school to support each other, teachers and students alike. And I'm just very proud of the students and staff at our school. And I brought two students with me today. Chloe Pavin is a junior at Monroe High School, and Jaden Hoff, oh, you're senior, sorry, senior. Still thinking last year. Chloe Pavin is a senior at Monroe High School, and Jaden Hawthorne is a senior as well. So if you could, please, I'm sorry? Oh my gosh. Wow.
He comes here often. Yeah. We just
so junior and senior, I got them mixed up. So anyway, they're here to talk to you about all the great academic and club opportunities that we have at Monroe High School.
Hi guys. As Ms. Pulte said, my name is Chloe Pavin and I am a senior. I just want to tell you guys about all the amazing academic opportunities that I have experienced at Monroe High School. You can switch it to the other slide, sorry. No, the first one, sorry.
I was too quick on the trigger.
There we go.
There you go. Okay, thank you. Sorry. So one of the really big things that I have taken a lot of advantage of is AP classes. I think they offer a very kind of challenging opportunity, which I love, and it's just kind of a preview of what I could experience in college, and I like to feel prepared for that. So I have loved that. We also have a very good early middle college program where students get to experience a college course but still at the high school, which one of our other delegates, Meredith, has been doing, and she has just had nothing but good things to say about it. We also have very good CTE programs. There are a lot of different classes, opportunities, and a lot of room for advancement with advanced classes and just lots of room for improvement and new things for students. Also within those classes, there are a lot of leadership opportunities. Jaden is in Lotus Leaf, where they make a like web broadcast, and we get to experience that every Tuesday in our TFT classes. The broadcast contains a lot of different segments of just things that are happening at the school. The class is very student-led. Ideas are all came up with by students and approved by the teacher, Mr. Cornett, along with like that. There is Yearbook, which I am an editor of. I love Yearbook. It has brought me so many opportunities. It has given me so much confidence to be able to talk to you guys today and just kind of do the same thing for my classmates along with just kind of showing them what they can do and like all of the opportunities that we have at our school. And then at the end of the year, when we do get our yearbooks back, we get to kind of see that reward and all of our hard work paid off. These are just a couple examples of things that I have experienced, but there are many more at our school and there are just so many different opportunities. I could talk for a very long time, but I won't, so thank you guys.
You didn't mind if I pick this up, dude. All right. So there's sports and clubs, obviously, at Munro High School. Some sports we have is football, basketball, sideline cheer, swimming. You know, the list goes on. Summer, you know, spring, fall, winter, when the sports we have. We have freshman, junior varsity, and varsity. So for clubs, there's a wide variety of clubs. A couple I can think of at the top of my head would be art, chess, robotics, which is one I was a part of 2 years ago. Let's see, fishing, powerlifting, choir, anything you can think of. And if there isn't, a student can easily create one by talking to their counselors. Earlier in the school year, we had this event called Trojan Rush. There's more pictures on it in the next slide. You can flip to it if you want to. And it was basically each club had their own different table that they set up, and it was for underclassmen to sign up for new clubs. It was so effective that some of the clubs started to run out of sign-up paper for everybody. Suffering from success, if you call me. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Any questions?
So, appreciate you guys coming tonight. Where's the other one at? She had band. Okay. Yes. So any questions before we let them step back?
It's a great presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
So one of the beautiful highlights we've had now twice is for the middle school and the high school, the clubs and the activities for kids and the ability that all you have to do is talk to an advisor, to a teacher, and it can get started. And so I'm thrilled that we have so many opportunities right there and that you pointed those out, Jaden. And also, thank you for both of you guys coming tonight, Mr. Plitzy, for you coming tonight, and Sharon. And he's exactly right. Munro High School has gotten off to a great start this year. It's just things are going very well. It's exciting fall. And now it's sad to say we're already gearing up to head to the winter sports and what's happening during wintertime. And then do you want to share how you're courageous this year in the starting of a new sport? Yeah, I think you need to step up and
come
share
on, Chloe.
Because she was extremely courageous this year.
Okay. So I decided to take a leap in my senior year, and I did golf this year, and it was actually like surprisingly so much fun. I had so much fun with all my classmates or all of like my friends on the team and stuff.
Yep.
And it was just an easy way to get involved. So yeah.
It was funny because Sharon, when we went and had the meeting and that, and how her scores just kept dropping as she kept playing throughout the year. So
and dropping's good.
Yes. Dropping is a real good thing to go. So, but I just wanted to point out that as a senior, I appreciate you being courageous. And what we always encourage our high school students to do is just get involved and have an experience. And I would say you did that. So way to go.
Thank you.
To all of you guys, thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you guys.
So one other item?
Yep.
So my one other item is, as you know, anytime that someone comes and speaks in front of the board, I do reach out to them. At our last Board of Education meeting, we had a parent come and spoke to the board about bullying at one of our buildings. And so after I met with her after the meeting, and then she invited her to our Dr. McAvoy work. And I'm happy to say that you know we're stepping in alongside of what she pointed out to you, and also working with her on this area. So that I did reach out to that to Tabitha that was brought to you before. So that's all I have for my first round of comments.
All right, that brings us to public commentary, board agenda items only. Darla, do we have anyone?
Nothing at this time.
All right, that would bring us to acceptance of reports. Let's see, we have our contracted service report and our resignation report. Are there any things to discuss? Hearing none, that brings us to our next, which is a consent agenda item. Are there any items that board members would like to be moved off the consent agenda item and moved over to new business?
I'd move that agenda items B2A and B2B can be considered as a consent agenda item and approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, Jamie.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Mrs. Flynn, are there any new hires here tonight?
There are three.
All right.
There are three. So we have a tradition when a teacher comes or an employee comes that's new, they step up to the podium, and there are three of you tonight. You're going to step up to the podium, and we'll start with you, Chris, if you could form a line. And then you're going to come around here and shake everyone's hand so they can wish you congratulations.
Okay. But when first you got to tell. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Well, excited.
But first, you have to tell us a little bit about yourself and if you brought any with you and just why you're here.
Well, I want to say I've been coming to Monroe. I actually worked at Cantrick about 20 some years ago, more than 20 years ago. I think my wife is from here, the Schilling family, but she has two other brothers graduated from here. Mom and dad graduated from here. And so my sister-in-law works for Human Resources. Said, you should come out. Every year she comes. Every time we get together, she comes out, says, come out here. And I want to get my kids closer to grandma and grandpa. And so this is a great opportunity for me. I met Miss Flynn. I met Miss Joseph. I talked to them over the phone before coming out here. And they just inspired me. They got me excited. I'm working with two great principals, Miss Moore and Miss Lavender, and a bunch of great people at the school that are just ready to roll up their sleeves and just do some great things over at Arborwood. And it's super exciting for me because that's the work I've done in the past. And I'm just thankful for an opportunity to kind of just really do something great for some kids. And this is a great place to be. And I want to thank these two especially for, I think, motivate me and getting me here. So thank you. Now I do the?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Watch your step down.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Say it for the thousandth time. So glad you're here.
Congratulations.
Okay.
You're up.
All right. Good evening, everybody. My name is Ryan Rafko, and I was hired as the physical education teacher at the Arborwood campus. I've actually been working, this is my third school year. I started out at Waterloo in the phys ed / technology position, moved over to Arborwood last year as a phys ed teacher. Reason I'm here tonight is I'm very happy because I passed my MTTC at the very end of September. Last day that you could take it for just phys ed, they switched everything to phys ed and health as of October 1st. So I got my phys ed endorsement as of the end of the month. So very excited to continue in this role. I've gotten to know the students at Arborwood well over the past year plus. So it's great to continue to work in that position, continue to work towards the full certification, but thankfully I got the big piece done and passed the test. I haven't taken a standardized test since I was a junior in high school. So it's a little nerve-wracking, but I was able to get through it. But thank you for the opportunity. I'm very excited to continue in my role.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
awesome.
You.
He didn't mention he's a Spartan fan, too.
Yeah.
So it helps a whole lot. Mr. Grob is a Spartan fan, so after this past weekend, there's a handful of us still alive.
And smiling. All right. Our last but not least.
Okay. I'm Gary Davis. I have been working for Monroe Public Schools in some capacity since about 2012. Started out as a sub around the county. Then I got hired in as a commit sub, a PD. Then I did intervention, math intervention. And then recently Angela Todora, our new vice principal at the middle school, kind of recruited me. And she that's how I ended up taking this position, and I've always enjoyed working for Monroe Middle School, so I'm looking forward to this new position, this new opportunity. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you forgot to tell us that you had any guests with you.
I'm sorry?
Did you bring any guests with you?
Any guests with me?
Or anybody.
This is my mother.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Congratulations, Gary.
Great. Math at middle school is really important.
Congratulations, Gary.
Congratulations.
So again, big congratulations to our three new hires tonight. It is exciting to have them here, and can't wait to see all that you're going to do for us. So congrats again.
All right, I believe this brings us to new business. Next on our agenda will be new business. Before I turn it over to Mr. Malalepsi. All right, finally. I want to provide some background and context to our agenda items. All of our items have either been discussed in depth at prior work sessions and have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although it might seem that we move to make these quickly through these items, we want our public to know that we have thoroughly done our due diligence and reviewed prior to this meeting. Also, a reminder, our workshops are open to the public. Mr. Malanepsi?
Yes,
Mr. It is you for the pole vault pit purchase.
Thank you. Mr. President and Board, we ask that you move to approve the purchase of the new pole vault system from Burke's Sport Haven at a cost not to exceed $23,755. This purchase will be funded from high school athletic funds.
Can I get a motion?
I now know more than I ever wanted to know about pole vault systems and would support this purchase.
Since I also know a lot more than I ever envisioned, I would support that motion.
Is there any discussion?
Well, Mr. Ray really...
I was going to say, John, I would like to say thank you for informing us and educating us on pole vault in the earlier work session.
I got more topics for you at the next meeting.
I just want to say that I think that track and field and cross country are both really great sports that any kid can, who has some motivation and maybe likes to run a little bit, can join with just a pair of tennis shoes, and they don't have to be expensive ones. But it's a super sport, and those kids have great dedication.
And as Mr. Ray said, I mean, we've always done well in that sport.
So. We have a roll call, please, Jamie.
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. As we have no old items for old business this evening, so I will turn it over to you, Mr. Shaw, for superintendent comments.
Okay, well, thank you. So just a couple of items left. Calendar reminders that Wednesday, November the 1st, is a two-hour late arrival. Late start that day for professional development. So you guys go out trick-or-treating. You're going to have a couple of extra hours of rest on the day after. Community outreach, we're always proud when our students are involved in community outreach. Yesterday, Custer Elementary was featured in the Monroe News for their Socktober drive, collecting socks for the Monroe County Opportunity Program. Today, Monroe High School's Trojan Impact Club kicked off an every Tuesday donut sale that will assist families in need during the holidays. So a big thank you to everyone for taking part in those efforts right there. And with Dr. Ray here, I do want to commend him getting our teams through the fall season. We do have some activities happening right here because now we're into the stretch where volleyball districts will be next week. Swim is still going on. Cross country state, I think, is one more week away.
Regional Saturday and state.
Regional Saturdays and state. So winter athletics are wrapping up. Middle school football had their last game tonight. So kudos to our athletic program and all that they've done. You'll also see on your calendar that we have many of our music events that are happening now too. So it's the season where you can book up your nights very quickly going from building to building to building. So with that, that's all I have for tonight, sir.
That's all you have, sir? Okay.
That's it.
Public commentary. Darla, do we have anyone for public commentary on any subject?
Yes, we do. We have several people. I'm going to remind all the guests that have arrived. There's a 3-minute commentary, and it's just to we'll stay on topic with that. I will hold up signs to let you know when you're nearing your time for your 3 minutes, and then ask you to conclude at the 3-minute mark. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. Okay, we'll start with Wayne Blank.
Well, I'm going to do a little introduction here. My name is Wayne Blank. I live in Marijuana Township. Excuse me. I have been there for 67 years, minus about 4 years in the Air Force, which I was a nuclear weapons technician. So I am here for the American Legion. I'm second vice commander for the American Legion Department of Michigan. My area of expertise this year is programs. We have a multitude of programs for young people. And also we're developing a program, which you'll hear later from one of my legionnaires, about the younger kids in school. So basically what we've got here, the oratorical contest is a big one that we have going on, and it is, the deadline is December 1st. They can get a state scholarship of $2,000, second place is $1,500, third place is $1,000. If they go on to national, it's a $25,000 scholarship. And listening to this young lady here, the senior, it may be something, being that she is such an adequate speaker, that she might want to get into. It's an 8-minute speech that they have to give, and then they give a 2-minute speech that they don't even know what the topic is going to be before the 2 minutes. So I'm talking kind of fast, and if you want to ask questions, don't. The other thing is we've got 2 scholarships, one in-state, $1,000, one out-of-state, a $500 scholarship. And we can get applications for those. The only requirement is that it has to be a veteran father, grandfather, and not an aunt or uncle or a grandma. It has to be a father or grandfather. And they have to have the right paperwork, their discharge papers, and also they have to show their need for this through an IRS filing. So we go over that, and we award usually 3 from the district, 3 from the zone. So at the end of the year, we're giving about 10 scholarships on both of these. And it's, thanks, Darla. I can't do this in 30 minutes, let alone 15. There are 3. The other thing is, the second thing, as soon as I get through this, is the January 7th, or January 1st, baseball registration. And we've got a lot of American Legion baseball. I'm sure if you're into baseball, you've probably heard about that in the state. I was out to Jefferson and speaking to their board last night. They are very interested about forming a team to get into this. And I would be willing to get the person down here from the baseball and talk to your coaches and things like that for forming a team. We will stand behind them. We will, you know, donate money and everything else. The other thing
is there
Teacher of the Year? My time's up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we've got a lot of things that the youth can use.
Well, we thank you for coming in, and okay. It may be beneficial maybe to put something together.
Can I get a contact who I can contact somebody and work with them?
So we'll be calling you. The guy right there.
What are you going to call me?
He'll call you tomorrow.
I'll call you tomorrow, sir.
I'll hold you to it.
Better.
Well, there's a lot of good things going on here, and we need to take advantage of them. The youth need to take advantage of them. We've got boys' state, girls' state. I'll keep talking when I sit down.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We have Rod Beaton. Wait, If we can skip, can we go with Bill Clark first? Because he's on the same topic from the American Legion as well. Thank you, Bill.
My name is Bill Clark. I'm from Frenchtown. But I'm on the State Children and Youth Committee, and I've been working with third graders in elementary schools. And one of my projects has been over 10 years, 12 years, dictionaries for third graders. Oh, yeah. And teachers been teaching out of it in the back because it's got the Constitution, flags, and you name it, it's in there. And it's got from George Washington right up to Joe Biden, the autobiography. But we do that, and I also do flag etiquette in the lower grades. And also the State Children and Youth Committee, we also go with, we support Girl State, Boy State, student troopers, and help them out. And we also have help out veterans in trouble with the children and children and youth and everything, help them out. I mean, we're all, whatever you say, we're there for the children and youth, the state committee is. And I've been on that committee for about 14 years. So that's a really an important job for me.
Right.
So, you know, like I say, I've been doing it, and I've got kids that's carrying them dictionaries in high school right now, still carrying them and using them, which is something unusual. They're not using their cell phones or
right.
whatever. You know, it's like, wow. And I've had teachers from Detroit and every place else wants me to come up there. And like I say, our post can't afford to buy dictionaries for all of them. So try to get everybody started in on them, and it's hard, but it's a good proud program and everything. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for coming in. Now we have Rod Beaton. Thank you.
3 minutes, you better get going. All right. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for being here. Andrew, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. And board members, I appreciate what you're doing. We're here today because of what happened months back with the Ross boy who committed suicide. Our organization is Motorcycle Awareness and Suicide Prevention Foundation. We're here today to not ask you for something, but to give you something. In front of you, some of you have, the benches that we're willing to donate to the schools at your place where you'd like to put them. One typically would go in the high school, one would typically go in the middle school. So these children that you're responsible for sees these benches, and if they need help, they could reach out and use them numbers to call. And there's really not much more to say. I don't need to get into any other deals here, but we have them already. We're willing to give them to you. You would put them together for liability reasons. They're the quality made in America benches. They got staples for you to put them in the ground and cement. And the kids always do. We got two already we put in over at Dundee Schools with Scott Leach, the superintendent over there. And we put two over at Milan Schools with Brian Gerbach. And I've been trying to get a hold of Andrew, but he's busy. And I have, you know, we appreciate the opportunity to be here today for you guys to accept the fact that we want to give you something. So, that's all.
I would like to thank you very much for the efforts that you're doing for bullying within your school system. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Going to the funeral and seeing this young man in his football uniform and everything was pretty hard. We push suicide prevention really hard. We're not doctors, we're not psychiatrists, but we can help you get help. We can direct you where to go. We can tell you where, you know, how to, you know, do the things. There's certain things you can't tell kids, and we understand that. And you have to be very careful. But if they see that, it's not a buddy bench, it says right on it, you are not alone. And there's a number for them to call. So have you guys got any questions regarding our organization or what we're doing?
We stay around afterwards to talk to?
Yes, I would. Thank you. Absolutely, Scott. I have no problem doing that. And you guys realize the opportunity for us to give them to you means a lot to all of us. We have 110 members, and we're here today to try to help this community, because the next one our board picked up on is we're going to go to either schools or we're going to branch out and go into Tecumseh schools and maybe Ipsy-Lincoln, because everything we do, we try to keep together in our community. We work with Aid and Mylan, Compassion Ministries, everything else. We've donated over $47,000 in the last 2 years, and we're going to continue to do that, and that's why we have big fundraisers and make money. So thank you for your time.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Appreciate it.
I would like to say it has been great public comments tonight. Everybody wants to give something to the kids, and that's amazing. So thank you all for coming in.
Does that conclude our board commentary?
Yes, it does.
All right, that brings us to, is there any board commentary tonight from any board members?
I just say come out and support cross country this weekend. Regionals is Lake Erie Metro Park. They're going to be running from 9 a.m. to 11:45 is when my son runs, and
girls
then
run
he'll
at
be,
11.
Sorry?
Girls run at 11, boys at 11:45.
Okay, yep, there's some earlier races as well, but exciting stuff, and those kids are so determined. It's wonderful to see.
Anyone else? Hearing none, I'd like to take a 5-minute recess before we go into our closed session.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
Is there info on the closed session?
What's the closed session?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you go ahead.